Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, good morning. 8:15. Sunny and cool today, high of 70. Tonight, clear, low of 48. And tomorrow, throughout the whole weekend, it's going to be beautiful. High of 74 tomorrow. Sunday, high of 79. I don't have Monday, but I'm sure it's going to be pretty nice. Good Labor Day weekend ahead of us, Benny. It's going to be a great time.
Gonna be a great time.
Oh my gosh.
Let's take a look at your WTF.
Terrible. This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Wake up, Benny. For God's sakes.
Jeez.
It's your time to shine. It's your time to shine.
I know, I guess so.
I know you're sad this morning about Verlander, but you know what? Just put it behind you.
I can't stop reading about it, man.
Just put it behind you.
Yeah, they're going to bring the energy. Come on.
It's like an ex-girlfriend. You know, you just don't think about it.
Oh, boy.
Just find a new favorite player, and you'll be okay. WTF this morning. Benny, you've gotten your ass kicked a few times. Actually, it just happened not too long ago.
What?
In the ring. Listen to this story, man. This is wild. Of all the businesses you try to rob, this guy probably picked the absolute worst, maybe the worst place to rob. A guy walked into an MMA studio in Burbank, California on Tuesday night, pulled out a gun, and demanded money. Hey, I know you can kick some ass. I know you fight every day, but I got a gun, and I'm going to rob you. That's what he said.
No.
All right. So an MMA instructor named Jacoby Powell, you know how this is going, walked up to the guy, knocked the gun out of his hand, and literally kicked this guy's ass through and through, ragdolled this guy, pinned him down to the ground until cops arrived, you know, put him in a little chokehold, little Nate Diaz chokehold.
I don't understand criminals, dude. You see so much stuff like this.
Right. Walk down the street and rob a, I don't know,
I mean,
a sewing store.
There's books out there called Dumb Criminals, and it's like cases. Don't they learn that they're pretty stupid?
Well, this is an MMA studio. Maybe
I have a gun. They're definitely going to stay away from me.
And you think there's going to be a lot of money in it? I mean, there's a lot of money in MMA, but you think they just keep cash registers?
Why would you go to a gym? Why would you go to an MMA gym
right.
for cash? Go to a grocery store or a gas station or right. a liquor store, not an MMA studio.
You go there to get your ass kicked. That's what happens. The cop arrested the guy for assault with a deadly weapon, but first they had to take him to the hospital to get treatment for the beating this guy took.
Seriously?
Yeah. So today's lesson, going into Labor Day, if you're going to rob somebody, make sure it's not an MMA studio.